Thanks for joining me on episode 452 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm Shannon Miles from Belay. I challenge you to discover your calling and find your third option so you can be empowered to live every day to the fullest. One way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend Scott Mader.
The kind of vision that we're talking about. And to do that, you have to learn to listen. Listening actually becomes key to establishing this kind of vision. Listening here, listening to the Word of God, listening to the Word of others, listening to the guidance of your soul and your spirit.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's Spiritual Foundation episode about impacting the world, I talk with you about Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. The type of vision that this verse is really talking about and what matters, and how you can learn to listen to see. Proverbs 29, 18 says, at least in one translation, where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. But blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instructions. You know, you've heard this passage probably if you've been around very long, as where there is no vision, the people perish. And often this passage is used by leadership gurus and people that teach development and leadership, or consultants who want to come in and help your church or your business develop a leadership vision and a mission and these sorts of things. And that translation, that emphasis is fine, because obviously that kind of vision casting, that kind of leadership, the ability to set the vision before the people in that way is a very important thing, because without a target, we're destined to just kind of wander around and not actually get anywhere. However, that's not really exactly what this passage is about. You know, this passage, the translation I just read, makes it a little clearer, where there is no revelation. You know, if you think about the word revelation, sometimes you'll hear this translated as there's no prophecy or there's no word, there's no prophetic vision. This is about having that outside message from God that is giving us a direction. That includes things like scripture and reading the Word of God and really digging deep and understanding it. It also includes listening to the Word of God, like we've talked about before, how you need to listen to those still, quiet voices that speak both in your own life and in others, sometimes in the form of a dream, sometimes in the words of others, sometimes in the words of scripture. We hear these different things as revelatory word that comes to us and tells us, hey, this is the direction that you're going. And that idea of the people perish, this is also talking about things like, this is when people run wild without direction. They become out of control. It's used as a term of neglecting instruction or ignoring wise words. And when you understand that, you begin to realize that this passage is really about living without restraint. It's about doing anything you want. It's about thinking about things like in the terms of the ends justify the means. As long as we do it, as long as we get what we want out of it, it's fine. The vision here is the kind of vision that begins to actually put limits on what you do and say. you know, I work with coaches and I actually train other coaches in how to do things. And there's things as a coach, you get in a position of trust with people where you actually could manipulate them into doing things. It's actually really easy to do. But instead of doing it, you have to recognize that as a coach, you have an ethical responsibility, a moral responsibility to speak into people's lives without doing that. You do it by being a guide, not by being the person that makes the decision. And it, just like for counselors and therapists and doctors and others, this can be a very difficult thing to do as a human being, but having the fences around us, having the guidelines around us can help us. They can help us heed wisdom's instruction and be able to put things up that let us stay in alignment with those ethical and moral and good messages that allow us to love others and guide others and help others well. That's the kind of vision that this is talking about. So the truth is, you can learn to begin to bring that kind of vision into your own life and business, but you have to do it by surrounding yourself with fences in a way. This vision is, this passage is often used to represent the kind of vision that, you know, sets a big, hairy, audacious goal, a big God-sized goal out in front of us that we can aim for and all of these sorts of things. And again, it's not that that's not important, but that's not what this is talking about. This is actually talking about putting some guidelines around you that let you stay on target and not go astray. Not just go astray in terms of not heading towards the vision that you want, but go astray in terms of taking advantage of others, of not loving others, of not setting up a business that is not only good for you, but good for your customers and your clients, and even good for your competitors. Finding a way to always have an abundance mindset, to look at the world as, how can I use this message and this platform that I've been given to lift everyone up instead of just me? How can you have fences around you that allow you to have the direction and yet know that you're not abusing it? That's the kind of vision that we're talking about. And to do that, you have to learn to listen. Listening actually becomes key to establishing this kind of vision. Listening here, listening to the Word of God, listening to the word of others, listening to the guidance of your soul and your spirit. I think most of us know when we're doing things and beginning to justify things with an ends justifies the means kind of mentality. We get something in our soul that begins to tell us, this isn't right. This isn't what I should be doing. I'm going astray in some way. And when you begin to get that little tingle of your spider sense, so to speak, when you begin to get that feeling that perhaps things just aren't right, that is when you know you need to stop and listen. Because where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. But blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you enjoyed this episode, do me a favor. Go over to facebook.com/inspiredstewardship and like our Facebook page and mark it that you'd like to get notifications from us so that we can connect with you on Facebook and make sure that we're serving you to the best of our abilities with time and tips there. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.